Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we also have Doug Thornton, the American Vindicta Show, tremendous show, goes by the name of Wrecker. And Doug, as you know, is former DHS. He fought Antifa without the help of DOJ and the FBI up in Portland. He's been to the border. He's also a combat Marine veteran, fought in Fallujah, been a defense contractor, so he's worn a lot of hats. He knows what he's talking about. And together, we form a coalition here between our two shows called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. It's become very popular, and we do appreciate your support. And we are two Christian men living out Christian ideals, and we also believe very strongly in the Constitution, which takes many of its tenets from the Ten Commandments. So just we like to get that out of the way up front, okay? But the thing is, if you're atheist, God bless you. We hope you come around to the faith, but you're welcome here too. We welcome all people here. And we try not to judge, but that doesn't mean we accept. So that's my disclaimer about our level of tolerance. Doug, good to have you back on again. We're going to talk about a few things here. Misuse of religion. Christians believe, that the people, descendants of Abraham and Moses, Isaac, they're God's chosen people. It's very clear in the Bible. However, there's some things going on, which is showing a misuse of religion, an abuse of humanity that is not from God, and it's not traditional Jewish faith, and it's very disturbing what's happening. And by the way, I'm not Palestinian, so you George Soros employees, hired by him to pretend you're Palestinian supporters. Don't bring your nonsense here. We don't want you here. Covert weapons are being used to induce the Havana syndrome, and it's something that was done to the United States Embassy in Moscow in the height of the Cold War, and it's now happening again. But who's behind it may surprise you. And then, of course, I'm going to add in something I've talked about on other social media. And it has to do with extreme censorship coming now in the face of the election. And someone old that we ran out, Nina Jankowicz, she's back. And we have a fascist relationship with our intelligence agencies who are aligned against you, America. There's not one intelligence agency that's on your side. And I'm going to make that clear in this broadcast. So that's going to be what we're doing. Hey, from the Common Sense Show side, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. I got to say this, Dodd-Frank 2010, they can take your money, you're an unsecured creditor, they can take your retirement if it's tied to the bank. So I have no retirement in the bank. And we continually try to diversify. I have been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 6 years. Plus, I've been a customer, excuse me, I've been an advertiser for 7 years, been a customer for over six. And it's really the best company I've ever worked with. They are absolutely fantastic. And I sleep better at night knowing that when my bank goes down, I don't have to lose everything. I don't want you to have a 1929 moment and lose everything like so many did, including my mom's side of the family when they were well-to-do and they went from riches to rags overnight. Don't let that happen to you. Let Noble Gold help you diversify. There's absolutely no pressure. You can go to this website, davehodgesgold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet. Or you can call Noble Gold directly, and I'm telling you, they will not pressure you and they'll answer all your questions. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And we are asked by the FTC to give the FTX warning. There's never any guarantees, and there shouldn't be. But the thing is, there's a reason why I've been a customer for over 6 years. 877-646-5347. Well, Doug, good to have you back on. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to make it really clear. I had a person on a website one time that was running my articles in my early days of being in the media, and I didn't ask this person to do it. And then after about a year and a half, they contacted me, and I didn't really even look at their website. And they said, "You need to write something about the Jews and the New World Order and blah, 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 blah." And it was really negative towards Jewish people. And I said, "I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. I know Jewish people that don't even know what the New World Order is. I'm not going after Jewish people." So I want you to know this is not an anti-Jewish show. However, there are people that are misusing religion. Doug, on that note, I want to welcome you, and I want to turn that part over to you because you got some disturbing information.
Well, Dave, it's good being back on with you. You know, the thing that we're going to cover here, and we are a no holds bar type of reporting. Pretty much anyone can be in our crosshairs. And right now, once again, the state of Israel, the government of Israel, is in our crosshairs. Look, what's going on with Gaza, and we made this suggestion last week. What's going on in Gaza seems to be a well thought out, premeditated mission. If you take what Israel's doing in Gaza, and then you look at what the United States is now doing in Gaza, all right, before we talk about this video, we have our boat. It's in the harbor. All right. We've created a pier. The pier is now on the shore of Gaza, and we've already taken indirect fire. Our troops are armed and they're able to fire back. So we've created a beachhead. All right. We have our first beachhead. What's interesting is now we have a private military contractor, one of the things that I used to do. They're at Rafah. So the Rafah gate is now being given over to, and I guess this is a State Department contract. So our PMC, or our private military organization, whom we still don't know who it is yet, is now controlling this gate of Rafah that's going to go from Israel, Rafah, to the Palestinians, and then into this harbor. That's our second foothold. The first time they get attacked, majorly get attacked, I promise you, we're going to be in there. We are going to have boots on the ground to secure the area, to make everything safe for the innocent people, right?
How big will it get, Doug?
Well, it depends. This is, to me, it's starting to look like Iraq again.
Okay, I
That's
agree
what it's
with you.
starting to look like. It looks like Iraq. We have seen the same Halliburton approach before. We've seen the same Blackwater approach before. And we know that through, either Department of State contracts or DoD contracts, it depends on who the company is that you're working for, who the principal is. But right now, what it looks like is this is the first and second introduction of the United States getting into Gaza. And for what reason? What reason were we really in Iraq for? Oil. We were there for oil. Okay. What reason were we really in Afghanistan for? Well, they had minerals and they had opium. We could have cared less about the Taliban, and Joe Biden proved that. What else do they have in Gaza now? A unknown amount of oil. So Israel is now saying we have oil in Gaza. All of a sudden, we need a boogeyman to attack Israel. All of a sudden, we need to be in Gaza. We need to wipe out everybody in Gaza. So now they're in Gaza. And now all of a sudden, on behest of nobody, the United States has showed up, and now we're going to bring aid to Israel through Gaza and also to the people of Gaza, the Palestinians. So this is getting convoluted very quickly. Okay. Palestine, the people who support them is China and Russia, but you haven't seen China and Russia or Iran build a harbor in there yet. It's because what they're funding is the opposite side of this little war, this little holy war. They're funding the terroristic side of it, all right? That national state side of it, that they want a two-state solution. Well, the United States also wants a two-state solution because with the two-state solution will come with a few clauses. We will say Palestine, Israel, two states, separate everything. You guys stop shooting at each other. Stop killing each other. We'll be the peacekeepers there as long as we have access to the oil. We put our derricks there. Why does that matter? It matters because now OPEC is giving us the big boot in Saudi Arabia. So we need oil once again. And where are we going to get it? Our friends Israel are going to give us that oil now. Right? So
Oh my goodness, you just exposed it. You
that's what
exposed
it's
it.
about.
That's
That's.
outstanding reporting, Doug. That's outstanding reporting. We know that Gaza has a lot of natural gas and most of all oil. What about the fact that it's rumored they want to put a Suez type canal through Gaza as well?
Well, I mean, they also want to put a Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Israel wanted to do a superhighway, which would actually complete part of prophecy in Isaiah. I believe that's Isaiah 11. But they wanted to create a superhighway for economic purposes. All right. This was for the nations of Africa and for the Middle East to kind of connect and to create now like a small monopoly where all of their goods can now be shared back and forth between each other, and it would be a safe highway for them to navigate back and forth without, the threat of looters and, tribal conflicts and bands of people that are trying to do piracy on the road. This is very common over there. So, all that kind of got blown up. That entire thing, that peace accord, the Abraham Accords that Trump was able to get established, that had the talks of creating this super highway and all this other stuff. And Biden kind of ruined all that. All right. Did he ruin it though? Or was this completely on purpose to cause conflict? Trump came in and found a way to make everybody kind of agree to disagree, let bygones be bygones, and just chill out for a minute. And then Trump's gone. And then all of a sudden we have Biden back in and conflict starts all over again. Just like with Obama when he was there, conflict starts all over again. It was Gaddafi from Libya who was wanting to have this peace accord amongst all the Muslim nations. I don't think they even ever included Israel, but all the Muslim nations, especially there in Africa, to come together to let the dinar be their main scapegoat of their currency. I mean, I said that wrong, but their main currency. And then out of nowhere, Hillary Clinton shows up with the Arab Spring, and we came, we saw, he died, she laughed, and ISIS was reborn or born. We got to look at this of the premeditation of what our government does when they need something. When they need something, we will invent an excuse to get in there. Mark Milley will say that here pretty soon whenever we show this video. But what we're about to show is another side of this tragic story, because in Palestine are a lot of our fellow brother and sister Christians that are being killed, that are being bombed out of their homes. You have people that are Muslim that are also there being bombed out of their homes. Now, I really don't care what the Jews think about this part, but innocent blood being spilt is innocent blood being spilt. All right. Regardless of however it is that you're going
Absolutely. Yeah.
to cut that. Look, and I get it. When their people harbor terrorists, yeah, that's not good to do that. You're going to welcome that wrath upon you. However, are the infants harboring the terrorists? Are the toddlers harboring the terrorists, or are they just being taught the way that they're being taught by those people, and they've got a stranglehold on those people because they're terrorists. They're a terrorist organization. And there's no doubt in our minds at all, Hamas is a terrorist organization that supposedly was created by Mossad, helped along with by the American CIA as well. Don't forget, Al-Qaeda was CIA, the Taliban was CIA, ISIS was CIA. So when we start to think about the boogeyman over in the Middle East, we've got to eventually, as adults now, we've been in this war for over 30 years in the Middle East. We got to eventually say, you're not fooling me anymore by saying 9/11 and waving your little American flag that was made in China anymore. You're not fooling us anymore. The internet at one point in time has won. People have awoken to the BS that's going on. All right. That's happening across the world, especially here in America. I wish more people would wake up to Christ than to politics, but hey, one step at a time. But now we have this other issue. This other issue is the problem with following the Mosaic laws, the Talmud, and a mentality that is completely anti-Christ. Okay. This is what we're about to show is anti-Christ. And remember that for those of us who are watching, we are Christian. We judge the world in a Christian biblical lens. So give me 1 second. I'll share the screen. Oh, you had to give me share screen.
Yes. And for you guys who are on just the audio side of things, you will be able to hear and we'll describe what it is that we're looking at here. Doug, do you have that now?
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So go ahead and take control.
All right, so it says the basic rule we have when fighting in the holy war, and this is coming from some sort of a elected official from the Israeli government.
Okay, so I see that, the basic rule we have when fighting in the holy war. Okay.
In this case in Gaza, according to the doctrine, do not spare any soul, and the logic of this is very clear. What he's talking about, do not spare any soul, he's talking about in the book of Deuteronomy, and he's also talking about in the book of Joshua. However, you got to remember something, especially for these guys who seem to forget this. When Moses died, Joshua took over command of the Jewish armies. God gave the decree, you're going to go across the River Jordan. You're going to slay everyone, every man, woman, child, every creeping thing, every beast of burden. Nothing is going to live. Because they are corrupt, they're pagan, they cannot be the same with you. I promised you this land, but you better go do what I said. Well, when the tribe of Israel went over there, not everybody did as they were told to. And it says thus far that because they didn't kill everyone they were supposed to, because they intermarried these people, unlike what they were supposed to, that the people, and this is actually talking about Palestine and Gaza, these people are still amongst them today. Okay. So
they're talking ethnic cleansing. Is that what you're saying?
They're talking about genocide. This is genocide that he's talking about, which is not of Christ, and it's not of the United States and our Constitution either.
Okay,
we fought world wars over this, and now we support a war over this.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
God forbid. All right, but let's continue.
I'm going to just say this too: these are not people representing the interests of the descendants of Abraham and Moses. That's how I look at this. And I want to point out one thing for you to go on. Yes, Hamas attacked in Israel, and that deserved retribution. I don't know that I do not agree with the extreme nature of the retribution here. Women, children, non-combatants, go after the people that did it. But let's not forget, Israel can cover any amount of territory in their country in 3 minutes. That's what they bragged about for decades. Why did it take 6 hours to show up?
7 hours.
7 hours.
Now they're saying it took 7 hours.
They wanted the body count to justify what's going on today. And this is Netanyahu, and this is the misuse of religion. That's how I label this.
And the Netanyahu government, along with the CIA, knew for an entire year that this was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. You had members of Reuters, I think the New York Times, and then another news agency that had cameramen and reporters out there staged at that event that was attacked on October 7th. They knew it was going to happen. Those reporters were not attacked. They were not chased. They weren't taken into enslavement. They weren't murdered. They were allowed to film. You think about that.
Wow.
And then you come back, you U.S. politicians who still support this because you also happen to have passports that say Israeli citizen on it. You sit back and you tell us Americans why we need to shed more of our own blood or spend money on people shedding innocent blood. Once again,
I have an answer. Yeah, I have an answer for that. And I talked about it this morning. In resisting this communist takeover of our government, I think our first major universal stand will be no draft. We're not sending our young adult children, boys and girls, and that's what they want to get. They want the women as well as the men, and we're not going to send them to fight in wars for profit for the communist Bolsheviks that have overtaken this country and their donor class. Not my family, not your family, Doug. In America, you need to say, hey, you can have all the draft you want. We ain't going. That's why they
There's a
have
lot of
wars,
things.
Doug. That's why they want the money, they want the profit, they want the power, and also to get your reaction to this. I've begun to look at this takeover through the eyes of depopulation. Every lifestyle that's honored this country today by the administration does not end in procreation. Also, too,
No.
they're engaged in practices like with the vaccines, the unhealthy foods. I've begun to look at these people through the eyes of depopulation. Do you
Well,
think that
this
enters?
is their
Does that enter into
this
what you're
is
talking about here?
yeah, and then this is also their humanist approach.
Exactly. I
You know,
totally agree.
they have decreed that they are gods
Yeah,
and
exactly.
that they will do as they wish. What was his name? The most evil man in the world, Aleister Crowley, he said, "Do what thou wilt," which is what is like one of the most prolific things talked about in Hollywood. This is what our politicians live by. They live by this. Yeah, once again, your politician who wants you to go and fight in these damned wars will not go and do it. They will not send their children. What do you think the song Fortunate Son was about?
One of my favorite CCR songs. I totally agree with you. I totally
Right.
agree with you. But they
Here,
want to use
let's.
our kid, they want to use our young adult children as cannon
Yep.
fodder for their power and their greed.
As soon as our politicians stand in front of the recruiter's desk and they sign their name on the dotted line, then I'll know they mean what they say. Until then, no. No, thank you. Here, let's finish this because it gets a lot worse.
Okay.
All right. If you don't kill them, they will attempt to kill you. Today's saboteurs are the children of the previous war whom we kept alive. And in reality, it is the women who create the terrorists.
Wow.
And this means that the principle, do not spare any soul, is very clear in our concept. It's either you or them. And in reality, do not spare any soul is based on the doctrine that says, he who comes to kill you in the afternoon, kill him in the morning. And the one who comes to kill you here, in the broad sense, is not the person who's 18, 16, 20, or 30 years old, the one who points his weapon at you, but also the next generation, and also those who give birth to the next generation, because in reality, there is no difference. And then he asked about elderly people. He said, the elderly people. There is no such thing called innocent. By the way, an elderly person is capable of carrying a rifle and shooting. Therefore, the Torah concept is very clear in the ruling. In Gaza, according to estimates from the IDF, between 95% and 98% want to annihilate us. This is the silent majority. The children, too, should be killed then. And he says the same thing. The same thing. And that's because you can't be clear. The Torah says, do not spare any soul. Today he is a child, today he is a youth, and tomorrow a fighter. The fighters are those whom we call saboteurs, who are 18-year-olds today, were 8-year-olds in the previous war. Therefore, you must not stop killing. So, you heard that right out of the horse's mouth. Before we go to anything else, I'll stop the share real quick. Listen, we've said for a long time here on the Intel Report that Israel is going to do something so diabolical that the whole world is going to condemn Israel and everybody is going to abandon Israel. All right. Genocide is one of the things that the people on the left say Israel's been committing, that Palestine's an open air prison. The people on the right will say that, well, Palestine is a group of radical Muslims who keep attacking Israel and the whole world keeps attacking Israel. And then the Israelis will say the same thing. Somewhere in between this is the truth. Somewhere in between this is the truth. I'll tell you, until we find the truth, Satan will keep, and I mean, he will not stop, but he will keep sending out lie after lie, politicians to lie, elected leaders to lie, the bleeding heart liberals to lie, the hardcore conservatives who can't see past their own nose to lie. You have the Israeli government who will lie, the rabbis who will lie, pastors who will come out and support every single thing that Israel's will do, that will do. It's also committing to the lie. Men's hearts are hardening. Have we not been warned about this, church? It warns you, do not let your hearts become hardened. Don't be like Israel, a stiff-necked people. People are falling for the same trap, as usual. Israel's falling for the same trap that they've always fallen into in their own hubris. They believe everything is literally about them. Salvation comes through them, not through Christ. One of the things that we have to understand is these things are going to happen. They're going to happen. Israel's God's timepiece. Watch what's going on with Israel, and you'll know what's going to be happening next. Right?
So you're talking about precursors for the tribulation?
Well, before the tribulation, there's going to be a lot of other things. There's going to be multiple different systems of wars. We don't know exactly always how to predict this. Eschatology sometimes can become a little limited in scope and in thought, but we know through the Psalm 83 wars, we know through Ezekiel 38, it talks about in Zechariah that eventually Israel is going to be attacked by nations that are closest around it, and then by nations that are a little bit further, Turkey, Russia, Iran, China, then they'll attack. It also says this in Armageddon, okay, at the very end, before everything is completely done with, and the world attacks Christ, no longer attacking Israel, it attacks Christ. So you got to understand like the signs and times of where we're at. But I think what the man just said is pretty clear, though. He's willing to genocide children, elderly people. These are what we call in the military non-combatants.
Exactly.
Non-combatants. Exactly. They're willing to decimate a population of people. And what's the excuse? Well, if we don't do it, they're going to keep killing us. Okay. Think about that in the same way as the United States. If we decided to bomb the ever-living heck out of all of Mexico, and I mean all of Mexico, level it, because the cartel, who's killed more, the cartel with Americans and fentanyl or Palestine with Hamas versus Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Who's killed more? Who would have more of a righteous reason of invading a country and decimating a population? Well, if you went tit for tat, it would be America.
Yeah.
All right. But.
And who would we be attacking?
Anyone.
I would say
anyone.
China. I'd say China.
Well, once we enter into Mexico, it'll be just like Iraq all over again. Anyone left standing in our way after we leaflet bomb, better hope we leaflet bomb. But after we send out all the leaflets and say, hey, 72 hours, don't be here or you're an enemy combatant. Anyone left standing would be considered and treated as an enemy combatant, all right? But you could probably bet that the cartels would run like crazy. They wouldn't stand and fight us. They're about making money. Here's the difference. The difference is the cartel is not waging what they consider a holy war, though they're absolutely demonic. They're absolutely satanic-based. They're not waging what they consider a holy war. For them, this is enriching themselves. What's going on in Gaza versus Israel, this is a holy war between these two nations, between these two groups of people, right? And the Bible clearly states that as well. The Bible also says that eventually Gaza is going to be destroyed. It specifically says Gaza, where the remnants of the Philistines are, will be absolutely destroyed. So you got to follow scripture. Gaza's not destroyed yet, but the Lord says it's going to happen. So maybe this is what is coming up, is the absolute utter annihilation of Gaza. And you do that to a group of people, then you are no different than the Nazis. You're no different than the Russians with Stalin. You're no different than Mao Zedong. You're no different than Pol Pot.
Absolutely.
Che Guevara. You're no different than any of these other people. All right. And you know, one of the things that the Bible says is that when Israel does eventually come back, they're going to be led astray. They're going to have a godless government. They're not a righteous government.
Do you think that includes, well, okay. I agree. It's prophesied that Israel would return 1948. Okay. Later on, it says the government will be without spirit. I'm paraphrasing the Bible. Is that what you're talking about, that the government will be corrupt, and that's the biblical phrase that refers to that?
Yeah, I think that's how we would translate that nowadays. I mean, they persecute Christians. They persecute themselves. If you don't ally with a political party which has an agenda, all right, and when we talk about the Jews that everyone is afraid of, right, that everyone wants to blame the world on, call it for what it is. It's the synagogue of Satan. Call it for what Jesus said it was, the synagogue of Satan. You serve your father, Lucifer. You're all vipers. You're no different than him. Okay? They're all accusers of all brethren except for themselves. Remember, when you had the prostitute that was brought to Jesus, all right? Hey, she's a prostitute. According to our fathers, Abraham and Moses, we're supposed to stone her to death. What say you, Rabbi? Sitting there drawn on the ground, pulls her behind him. Throw your first stone, those of you without sin. All right, that has been Israel's problem from the beginning. That's the way Jesus spoke to them that way, because you're so haughty, so prideful, so caught up in your own nature. You think the law that God wrote was for you and about you, but it was to freaking control you so you don't become a heathenistic, paganistic nation, so he wouldn't have to utterly annihilate you, though Israel did it over and over and over. They did it throughout First and Second Kings. They did it in the Chronicles. It was nonstop with Israel until God eventually just dispersed them around the world. And now they've come back together, but they did not unify in Christ. And if Christ is not there, their government is antichrist. That is purely what it is. And that's why we see things for the way they are right now. I want to share with you this one video about Mark Milley, traitor Mark Milley, and what he says about Israel. And before we get all self-righteous, as the traitor himself says.
Okay.
Right.
You're gonna have to read that, Doug. It's not coming through.
Oh, here, hold on a second.
Interesting how he is making these appearances now.
Yeah, he's all over the world now.
From general to New World Order advocate. There we go. He was anyway. Do you remember, before we start? You remember in the Benghazi hearings in the Senate, and he said, well, if we were going to attack China, I'd have to notify my Chinese counterpart. And I'm thinking, yeah, how many American lives would that cost? So he is a traitor.
He absolutely is a traitor. He should be stripped of all of his rank. All right. Sorry, I had to share the sound. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, we're looking here at a picture of Milley and a panel of other people here. But you're probably going to have to read the caption here, because I don't think it's
No,
going to
the
come through.
yeah, the audio will work.
Before we all get self-righteous about what Israel's doing, and I feel horrible for the innocent people in Gaza that are dying, but we shouldn't forget that we, the United States, killed a lot of innocent people in Mosul and Raqqa. That we, the United States, killed 12,000 innocent French civilians.
Two wrongs
Here
make
we
a
are on the
right.
80th anniversary of Normandy. On the prep fires for Normandy, we destroyed 69 Japanese cities, not including Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We slaughtered people in massive numbers, innocent people who had nothing to do with their government, men, women, and children. War is a terrible thing. But if it's going to have meaning, if it's going to have any sense of morality, it has to be a political purpose, and it must be achieved rapidly with the least cost, and that you do by speed.
That you do by speed. You mean, and that you won't do by yourself, Millie. All right, so let's look at this real quick with Homeland Security talking about the latest and greatest weapons that are being used against their own government.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things.
And you guys also said that these attacks are happening right here in this city. Is that correct?
I mean, there have been some that have gone public with respect to Washington, D.C.
I think it was Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
The gentleman yields. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from New York, Mr. Goldman, for his round of questioning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to our witnesses for being here. Mr. Grozev, I want to follow up a little bit on the interactions you've had with Russian intelligence about these AHIs. And Mr. Zaid, I want to ask, and this is a hypothetical, but I'm trying to understand why our government would try to block information sharing or conceal information that they have. And one thing that comes to mind is whether there's an operational risk to revealing any of the details of their investigation. Is that something that you have come across in any of your work?
There's a lot of reasons why the information might not be publicly released. And I do think that's something we could address more in a classified environment to explain that. But there are understandable reasons why the U.S. government has not revealed much of what it knows.
There's some long-term things that need to be done in terms of new acts. But in the short term, we need to do things like implement the original Havana Act. Yeah. DOD still hasn't done it. They still have not implemented the Havana Act. And we need a VA diagnostic code. Thanks to the VFW brothers and sisters that are here today and for your meeting earlier, we don't have a VA diagnostic code for the 500-some DOD survivors. Yeah. How are they going to get long-term care and disability without that?
Yeah. Well, I hope this issue you see in a room that is often contentious, explosive, volcanic, that you've got members on both sides who first honor and salute the victims and want to do everything we can to make sure that they're made whole, and if they can return. And then, of course, as the victims have wanted to do, make sure we do everything possible to prevent anyone else from suffering from this. And I yield back. Thank you, Chairman.
I think that requires a little interpretation. You want to tell us, we're looking at covert weapons for the Havana syndrome. Let's get a little explanation of what that is, Doug, from your perspective.
So what they suspect is that it is something that uses ELF, extremely low frequency. This is the voice-to-head, voice-to-skull technology that you and I have talked about multiple times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was first developed in the 50s, 60s. It was Colonel Michael Aquino, a very well-known satanic priest who is also in charge of the Special Operations Center for the Army, who created these weapons based off of vibrations, based off of a different kind of wavelength patterns that were used in weapons. And so the whole point of this was to be able to use this as a scare tactic, and also to see, this is also part of MKUltra, if it could be used for mind control. Now, having worked federal law enforcement for over a decade, do you know how many times we have heard about or have been in contact with people who especially during the Obama reign, who said, Obama's speaking to me in my mind. He's telling me to do stuff.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
at least three people, I think three, might have been just two, that actually wrecked into an area around the White House with the Capitol Police and got into either a gunfight, or one gentleman got out trying to stab at people and actually did stab. I think Matt even wounded or killed one of the police officers for the Capitol Police. And they all said the same thing. Someone's talking in my head telling me to do stuff. So this extremely low frequency weaponry It can make it sound like a piercing sound. One of the reports I've heard, you know, when you fire a gun and you're not wearing hearing protection, you have that ringing in your ears. Imagine that being so persistent at a low, like insect buzz, that can be dialed up. And when it dials up, because of whatever is being used with the weapon, it is also heating up the subject at the same time. So you're getting a sensation of being burned. You're also getting the sensation of your mind just being melted from the inside, and you're hearing voices, and you actually absolutely can hear voices. We used it in Vietnam. So this is what they're talking about. This has been happening for, it's been documented for what, at least 6 years now, at our embassy in Havana in Cuba. It's been documented in Moscow at one of our embassies there. So, you know, this is technology that is absolutely practically being used. It's been in use for at least 60 years or more. And we're just now starting to have hearings about it. I wonder what else that they've been doing for such a long time that we're soon going to start having hearings about, Dave.
Yeah, I got a little feedback on this in my experience. Going back to Nick Begich, who I interviewed a couple of times, in 1997, he wrote a book called Angels Don't Play That Harp. And in the same year, he went to the European Parliament and demonstrated firsthand to the members of that parliament the voice-to-skull technology, where he could project voices into people's heads that weren't real, but they were manufactured messages. The European Parliament that time actually passed a law against the practice inside Europe. Now, they've since abolished that rule, but that actually came out of Nick Begich's fine work. And I've encountered people, they call them targeted individuals, that also are victims of these kinds of weaponry. And you're exactly right. The voice to skull can make you believe you're hearing something that really isn't real, and it'd be translated into voices. Doug, do you think this is used for Manchurian candidates, mass shootings, and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's part of it.
The technology for this is well known. I mean, at least from my perspective, it's well known. This is not hidden material. The practices are covert. The application's covert. But the technology is pretty well known, at least in the first generation. Now, here's my next question. Do you think this technology has gone way beyond what I just described?
I think this technology, if amplified from one of the things that they were doing at Fort Detrick, Maryland, with a project that was, it was called Psycho Weapons. But it was the ability to have a city be under some sort of a hallucinogenic or a something like this, a audible sensory feedback that literally turned an entire city into a state of manic aggression. Manic aggression. So people would just be losing their minds. Or in the other sense, would make people just fall over to the point that they couldn't even stand up anymore. And there was two ways that they were working with that. One was extremely low frequency. The other one was with chemical weapons. CS gas is one of the CS and CN gas is one of the things that actually came out of that study and research back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. So, you know, it's what they can do now. Through frequency, through phones, through TVs, subliminal messaging. I mean, it's honestly the scary thing is we don't know what they can't do. And we know that morally, they don't know when they should stop. That's probably the next biggest problem.
Okay. I think that makes a great deal of sense. Here. And I was actually just trying to find a related article and I failed in that. But, well, we need to do a future show just on the technology. I think that what we can uncover. Sarah Westall has been doing some very good work on mind control. In fact, she's producing a series. I believe it's coming out in July. I'll have more info and we'll have Sarah on before that. But I think this is critical. Do you remember AWACS in the Iraq War, and Iraqi soldiers were supposedly, as the story goes, exposed to messages, Allah's telling you to surrender, extreme harm is coming to you. And these Iraqis came running out of their defense positions and they couldn't surrender fast enough. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Is that the same technology? Was that borne by AWACS and the super flying craft with all this electronic capability? Is that, do you think that's where it came from? And is this the same technology we're talking about?
No, AWACS is just a delivery platform. That's all it is.
Could they deliver those frequency messages that would cause such aberrant behavior?
Well, one of the things that's currently being worked on through Space Force, I believe it's called the Starfighter Project, is they have a new space-based weapon that is going to be using electronic jamming warfare, so using signals to jam communications. Well, if you take something like that, and this is all hypothetical, I have no idea if what I'm about to say is even scientifically possible, but if you take that type of weapon that has the ability to harness such a frequency and push out such a gross amount of energy, could that space-based weapon be put over a targeted area and a blanket area, right? Create a bubble effect and be used to project mass hysteria?
Yes.
Because it would be the same thing for whenever we want to block out communications for a certain area, it only hits certain bands. Dear brother of mine, he's a commo Marine, so communications Marine. So he was just recently basing or getting me up to base on this. What we would do is we would block out certain frequencies. Okay. That way we're jamming. But when we jam everybody in effect. Everybody's communications will be jammed. So take that in the same theory. If this is something coming from space-based or coming from AWACS, then whatever is being, like whatever is downstream of that signal, everything within that cone effect is going to be within the proximity of that weapon. So, you know, it would be very wild to see the purge happen in real life overnight because of a certain satellite flying
by. You're talking about, and you're talking about the TV show, The Purge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mass hysteria. Okay. They've been working on this since the 50s and 60s.
Okay. Going back to my interview with Nick Begich, the first one we did, and I want to say 2010, Nick talked about Project HARP extensively. In fact, he published all the patents about the technology and what it could do. And you would beam something up the ionosphere and like shooting a cue ball off the side panel and it hits a ball and knocks it in the hole. That's the technology approach they'd use, the geometric approach they would use with using the ionosphere. So you send a signal up and you can project it back to an area that you want to project it to on the Earth. Now, what Nick said is it could come down narrow beam and affect just a small area, but they could broad beam it too. And then I brought this up to Nick in the interview. I reminded him of Jose Delgado. And I said, you know, this guy changed behavior of a bull in a bullfight with an electronic frequency in 1961. And he went to work at Yale, and then he went to work at Stanford Research Institute, which was the CIA, and he stayed there until 2011. And he was using this frequency modulation to affect behaviors, both narrow beam and broad beam. So you're saying here, and I want to make sure the audience catches, because you really brushed over the purge part. The I think it was a trilogy, The Purge, where anything goes from this time to that time. You're saying those behaviors could be induced by this technology on a broad-based basis, right? A controlled basis.
The possibilities there.
Yeah, I agree with you. So if they want to institute, I'll put on my conspiracy hat here. If they want to institute, we only got a couple minutes left here, but we want to institute civil war behavior where I have a justification as President Biden to call in the UN as peacekeeper forces, all I need to do is enact these weapons and shine them down upon civilian populations. Yeah, that's pretty scary stuff. That is very scary, scary stuff. Doug, we got a couple minutes left here. I want to leave it here because we're going to do a follow-up part two. We're going to continue on this. And I unfortunately didn't get to the intelligence and the censorship. I will put something up on Rumble about that. What's going on with the fascist conspiracy that's now resurfaced. But I wanted to take a minute here, Doug. We got about 90 seconds. And I'd like you to tell us about your firearms training that you have. And it's not so much firearms training, it's defense training. And so go ahead and talk about that for a minute.
So vindictivesolutions.com, that is our website. We have training in late June, late July, the last weekends of June and July. That'll be at Teleco Plains, Tennessee at Ready Made Resources. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's plenty of cabins around the area for people to rent that are actually really nice for really cheap, cheaper than most hotel rooms. It's 2.5 days. It's scenario-based training. We teach you close quarter battle movements. So we teach you the proper way to come through walls, to go around walls, go around doors, doorways, corners. We teach you a different fighting style of how to fight inside your house, which is most likely where something's going to go down at. Or inside a closed space like a gas station or a shopping mall or a building. And from there, everything is scenario-based training based off of use of force, like what we used to teach our law enforcement officers. So we give people the opportunity to fail inside the house and learn from mistakes of how to approach people in certain ways, get the heck out of Dodge, keep safe distance. And we teach you the different ways to speak to people, which you'll find that to be very different. And we make it very challenging on you at times, too. So this is there's no live firearms needed, but we insist that people wear all their gear, just so you can find out how much that gear sucks wearing it all day. And, not only that, but we do a lot of gear evaluations for people when they come. They say, hey, I got this. Am I wearing it right? We adjust a lot of stuff for people, show them the gear that we wear. So that's always good. Okay. It's a great place to also, gain multiple different amounts of information from different people. And you're also fellowshipping typically with brothers and sisters in Christ. We have a lot of couples who come to us. The couples who come to us are probably the most frequent people who come back because they realize the husband and wife, that's your battle buddy. When you get up in the middle of the night, husbands, it's your wife who's going to have your back. So it's good for you both to get trained. The government does not want you to do this training. Currently in the House, they got a bill that will probably be passed and then be sent to the Senate that will ban this type of training. And they also want to ban firearms. Gee, I wonder why. Bad times are coming. Get trained, get prepared, get prayed up, train, prep, and pray, as we always say. Make sure that you're following Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com.tv, also on Rumble. And then what I'm doing is, over here at YouTube and also Rumble, but mainly just YouTube. So if you have any questions about training, you can contact me at AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. Or you can go straight to the website and ask questions through there. And for all you guys who are going to show up, can't wait to see you in June and July. It's a lot of fun, man.
Absolutely. Doug, it's a great service that you guys are providing. And I've gotten really good feedback from what you guys do. It's fantastic. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wrap for this. Really, it's kind of a part one of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We're going to be following up in a day in doing part two because we know we left a lot on the table. I want to stress to you, though, that we're not anti-Jewish, but we're anti any religion that gets misused for heinous purposes. And that's what we talked about earlier. And because, the anti-Semitic comments are coming, and that's not what we're about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back here next time. This is Dave for the Doug and Dave Intel Report, signing off, and we'll catch you on the next slide.